Welcome to the Hallelujah House, where we focus on preparing the heart, home, and harvest. In this series of podcasts, we are learning what it means to abide in Christ and how to hear the voice of God. My name is Tammy Carter Adams, and I will be your host. I'm so glad you stopped by. Come on in. Hi, everyone. This is Tammy Carter Adams, and I'm coming to you from the sticks of Georgia. I'm sitting at my farmhouse table, and I wanted to talk to you about some changes that are coming to the Hallelujah House. We're so excited about. I started the Hallelujah House. I opened it up to multiple writers, and I'll be honest, it was because I was really sick of myself. You start, you know, you write 9 years blogs, and you start to really get tired of your hearing your own voice on a site. And so I decided I wanted to open it up and to a team of writers. Initially, I thought this will give me free time to work on my book, but that was naive thought, because it ended up, I became more better at laying out. I have a more beautiful layout, which takes more time. And then managing a team it takes the time too. So it ended up being the same amount of time on the blog, but there is a verse in Proverbs 27:17 that states, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." And I've found that my team has sharpened me. And I hope that them working together, they've sharpened each other as well. But there are some changes that are occurring right now. We are going to be changing to an all-female writing team. Jason, we love Jason. He's been a part of our team for a couple of years now, I think, and he's written some amazing articles, and I believe he's really touched people who have had addiction issues with pornography, addiction with drugs and alcohol abuse. That has been his wheelhouse. So he's going to be leaving us, and he wrote a book, and we're so proud of him, and we'll be discussing his book on a future podcast where we will interview him. But he is going to go on, and he's got to go build his own platform. So he needs to leave and have time to do that. And I understand that, and I'm happy for him. So we've decided, with Jason being gone, we are going to go to a total female writer website and cater more to female readers. This does not mean that our male readers can't continue reading us. You can. But we're going to get more raw and vulnerable for females. So just a warning out there to all the men readers. We're also down to 2 writers. So with Jason being gone, Liz has not been able to write for a while, even though she's still on the board. I'm moving her somewhere else, and I'll tell you where that is in a minute. But it's down to Bonnie and I. So I'm looking for new writers. I need new voices who would come along, realizing that we are a nonprofit, which means that you are volunteering your time for the sake of Christ, okay? If you feel God is leading you to write and you're a writer, you've developed some skills already, and it's something that you enjoy doing. We are looking for voices. Our theme is still heart. We're changing harvest to heritage, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So heart, heritage, and home. And if you feel like you've got something to say in those 3 areas, I'm willing to look at some writing samples. You need to submit 2 writing samples to me, and I would love to have you join our team. It really, we are like a soft place to develop your skills. Honestly, you've got an editor in-house editor who will help you develop your skills. So it's a great opportunity if you're thinking of writing a book one day. And also, it gives you a publication credit that you've written for somebody other than yourself, and it's been published online. So I encourage you, if you feel that this is what God wants you to do, you could have your own blog and want to just become part of a team. We only require 1 article a month. 1 article a month is very easy to do. So if you're willing to do that, come along with us and realize this is a Christian ministry. We focus solely on giving God the glory, and every article needs to present scripture, and it needs to have good doctrine, and it needs to give value to the reader. There has to be a takeaway in the article. So if you have that and you think you can do that, send me an email. You can find my email address on the Hallelujah House website, www.thehallelujahhouse.com. Okay. Secondly, another idea that we're doing, let's speak about the harvest. We're changing harvest to heritage simply because someone had pointed out to me that harvest sounded very Christianese and it can be confusing, and it has been. I've had more farmers reach out to me for collaboration, wanting me to promote their farming tools, products, seeds. We are not a farming blog, okay? I write sometimes about farm life as an example of something that God has shown me in nature, but we are not farming blog, okay? So we're going to change that harvest thing to heritage. They always send me this thing that they've read my blog and they think it's a great fit. And I'm like, you did not read the blog. You read the word harvest and ran with it. So we're going to change that to heritage. It means children, you know, your children, your home, you know, those that are in your, in under your influence, okay? Also, I'd like to, if you have some ideas on the content you would like to read that fit in those three groups, we posted on our private Facebook group. Go to the Hallelujah House private Facebook group and request entrance, and you'll be let in, and you can give us some ideas on the content you'd like to read. I love to give you content that you want to read, honestly. And I'm not asking, you know, I'm giving you guys free content. And if you like it, you know, and you've been following us, you know, please email subscribe. We get contacted once or twice a week. I mean, that's not a lot. I'm not going to flood your email or share it. So feel free, please, to email subscribe. And that is a way we know that, you appreciate us, you know, follow us on the podcast. When you click on Spotify, there's a little button there, follow, which you'll be notified whenever something comes up on podcast. A change we're making on our podcast, this is where Liz is going to come in. She's going to be leaving our writing team and moving over to co-host with me in podcast. This is Liz Hammond, this is her sweet spot. If you hadn't noticed during the abiding study, she is a speaker, whereas I'm not. I am very uncomfortable with a microphone in my face. But I know this is where God has called me, so I'm stepping out in that uncomfortable zone and knowing that God will provide, and she's going to be my iron that sharpens me in those skills. So we're going to be co-hosting. We're going to be presenting topics in the future. We got to move away from the Bible study format and go into a more regular podcast, and they're going to be about 20 to 30 minutes long. And she's going to co-host. We're going to pick a subject, and her and I are going to hash it out together. And we just finished taping all day yesterday. We did three podcasts yesterday and a new introduction for the podcast site. And I think you're going to be excited to hear what we have to offer. And it's going to start with her testimony. She has amazing testimony. She is a pastor's wife who basically ran away, became a prodigal and ran away from the Lord. And she calls it, she ran with the devil. And that's exactly what she did. And she became addicted to alcohol. She spent a night in jail. She had an affair. So you're going to hear her story. And I don't want to give it all away. But she has an amazing testimony to share and how God was there with her through it all and pulled her out of it and saved her and redeemed her. And so, and now she has rejoined with her husband, and they've renewed their vows, and she's back in ministry. So I want you to hear her story, and it will touch so many of you. There's so many takeaways in her story and so many truths that can be pulled from it. So I hope that you'll stay tuned for that. That will be coming out soon. And I'm just excited to see where God takes her and I together. We have known each other all our lives. We went to school together from the third through the eighth grade. And she was my nemesis as I was in those formative years. And we always joke about that. But God has brought us back together. And it's funny because we have like run into each other through the years and spent the night together in our 20s and got caught up. And it's like we have constantly, God has put us face to face throughout the years. And now she's living near the farm, and we are coming together at the farmhouse to tape these podcasts. So I'm very excited for what the future has to offer. So it's hot day here in Georgia. And the farm dog, Franklin, he is just sitting out there on the porch, lethargic. I don't know if he had a rough night chasing coyotes last night. and the bulls, I notice, are getting eat up by flies, and it's just, it's not a fun time in the summer here, I can tell you. It is just hot, and the bulls are like throwing sand all over their backs, and you just feel for these animals out here having to find a place to stay cool. And Franklin has dug a big hole in my side yard, and he gets in that hole, and he is covered in mud, and I've been trying to brush him out. So I hope you're staying cool where you are. Hopefully you're up north where you don't have to face this heat that like we have in the south. But stay cool, and I will see you on email, hint, hint. And hopefully I'll hear from those of you who want to become part of our team. We enjoy working together as a team, and I know you'll enjoy it. So I will look forward to hearing from you guys and look forward to presenting you with some new stuff in the future. Take care. See you soon.